Thank you, President Feuer. Good evening to everyone joining us here in person and all of our community that's listening to us over the airwaves. A couple of thoughts for this evening. The Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz has chosen San Francisco Unified School District as one of only five school districts in the nation to receive a free jazz educational workshop series and presentations. This is sponsored by the National Endowment for the Arts, and I'm very happy to announce that this program will take place at three San Francisco Unified School District high schools, including Philip and Sala Burton High School. Burton High is noted for its jazz band and choral vocal program, and its students there will be introduced to the Monk Institute's National Peer-to-Peer Jazz Performance Program, which combines performance with information. It'll be presented by six of the country's gifted high school music students, along with the renowned Blue Note recording artist Ambrose Akinmusiari and the Kansas City jazz and blues vocalist Lisa Henry. So congratulations to Philip and Sala Burton High School students for this honor. I also wanted to announce that approximately 1,200 SFUSD students who currently have a 3.0 GPA, average or higher, will be celebrated at the school district's annual African American Honor Roll event, where I will be congratulating students for their academic success, along with Board of Education President Sandra Lee Feuer, our Vice President Dr. Emily Morassi, and Commissioner Kim Shree Moffus. San Francisco Supervisors London Breed and Malia Cohen will also be commending the students for their hard work and accomplishments. Barbara Rogers will MC the celebration, which is sponsored by the San Francisco Alliance of Black School Educators, a volunteer organization of SFUSD educators. This auspicious event will take place tomorrow, Wednesday, February 26, from 6 to 8 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1111 Gough Street. The public is invited to celebrate our academically high-achieving African-American students. Congratulations to them and their families. Also, to promote the art and craft of original bookmaking in the classroom, students in grades K through 12 were recently invited to design, write, and create their own books for the second Ezra Jack Keats bookmaking competition on the West Coast. The winners were selected among 50 book entries and 20 from 23 schools, and they'll be celebrated at a reception which is supported by the Contemporary Jewish Museum, the Ezra Jack Keats Foundation, and the San Francisco Public Library. This will be happening Sunday, March 2nd from 3 to 5 at the Contemporary Jewish Museum at 736 Mission Street. Congratulations to our students and to their families as well. Also, we want to do a shout-out to our Sunset Elementary School, who will be continuing with their transition, their tradition of having city dignitaries come to their school for a read-aloud day. Over 50 volunteers, including our very own Police Chief Greg Sir, our Fire Chief Joanne Hayes-White, Supervisors Katie Tang, Board of Education Commissioners Emily Morassi, Jill Wins, and myself will read books such as Cat in the Hat and Green Eggs and Ham. The event celebrates Read Across America Day, a nationwide event that is held on or near March 2nd, which is, as you all know, Dr. Seuss's birthday. Quick question. Do you know an exceptional teacher or principal? We want to recognize them with the Mayor's Teacher of the Year Award and Principal of the Year Award. In February, we will launch a citywide movement to thank San Francisco Public School teachers for all they do, so you can nominate a teacher or a principal by March 7th. And you can find a link to the nomination form on the front page of the SFUSD district website at www.sfusd.edu. Please take a moment to nominate a teacher or a principal for their hard work. I'd also like to remind everyone that this Saturday we will again be sponsoring the school planning retreat that provides an opportunity for our school communities to work together as a team on the school's balanced scorecard, their academic plan, and their budget priorities for the 2014-2015 school year. The retreat will be held this Saturday, March 1st, from 8:30 to 1 p.m. at Everett Middle School, which is located at 450 Church Street. Principals, members of the school site councils, or ELACs, families, and other school community leaders are invited to attend. Please talk to your principal about how you can attend and participate in the school planning. And I understand that child care is provided as well. And just a quick reminder, if you are coming, please bring your umbrella We're going to be utilizing various sites, and there will be some walking, and I understand that we're going to be taking a bite out of the current drought on Saturday. So bring your umbrella. We've also, on a point of personal privilege, we were recently asked by several of our families that came to the board meeting for assistance to identify a more permanent situation and home for our Indian education program, a Title VII program. And I'd like to ask Deputy Superintendent Guadalupe Guerrero to please share a few thoughts about that situation and give us an update, please.
So I'm pleased to report out to the board. Recently, you heard about the need in our district to find a more permanent home for our Indian Education Title VII program. Since then, we've engaged with a cross-section of folks in vetting several campus locations that might serve as a home for the program, and want to appreciate not just our Chief of Facilities, David Golden, Kevin Chavez, our director, our Assistant Superintendent, Carlene Aguilera, various principals, most importantly, the parent leaders and the Indian Ed PAC, not just for collaborating with us on identifying a place they can call home, but also for their patience in this process. So pleased to report out that, and I think you'll hear in a moment, that Sanchez Elementary has been identified as a home for our Indian Education Program. That will have not just a shared space, but actually a dedicated classroom where they can not just carry out all of the Title VII goals and objectives, but actually begin to establish itself as a center where students all across the district could come and learn about the culture. And so I did want to give a moment to some of our parent leaders, if a point of privilege, to have them speak and share with you a little bit about their process. I know they had an Indian Ed PAC meeting just this past Friday evening.
Sorry. Good evening, Superintendent Richard Carranza and Sandra Lee Feuer and all of the committee members. My name is Gloria Malt. I wanted to say thank you very much, Guadalupe, for the update. On behalf of Title VII PAC members and the student rep who really wanted to be here tonight, to give a thank you, we will come back next board meeting on March 11th to give a proper thank you. But we wanted to personally give thanks to Superintendent Carranza, Deputy Superintendent Guadalupe Guerrero, David Golden, who's been an instrumental person in this search as well, Leslie Gardner, and Dr. Mora. And we wanted to express that we are so happy with the identified space. It's been a long time coming.
That was it. Good evening. My name is Georgia Williams-Brett, and as Gloria mentioned, on behalf of the parents from the Indian Education Program and the students, we want to say thank you for your diligence in finding us a space, permanent home for our program that, again, that will not only serve the Native American students in the district, but we're hoping that it will serve also the wider school student body. Thank you.
And we look forward to continued support and dedication for the program. And you are all invited to the Indian Ed ribbon cutting ceremony. And that will be determined. And we will definitely let you know where you're all invited to come and support. Thank you so much.
I actually wanted to say also thank you to Kevin Chavez, who oversees the program. I really want to say thank you. On behalf of all the parents, we want to say thank you for your leadership and dedication and just him coming in. We've really felt like he's come into the community and really supported the parents and their voice. Thank you.
So thank you for your report. And we wanted to make sure that the board had an opportunity to hear of that update, because that's a very important program for us in the district. And we want to thank everybody for their patience. And I also want to personally thank the principal at Sanchez Elementary School, Dr. Jackie Mora, who worked with her community to actually open their arms and say, we will move some things around and make sure that you have a space. So thank you very much. And that's my report.